Hello and welcome to the Dirty Thursdays podcast, San Diego Jazz Piano Volume 1. I'm your host, Ian Tordella, and we're coming to you from the house of Mr. Danny Green. We're here with three wonderful piano players, Danny Green, Joshua White, and Mikan Zlakovic. And we're going to hear a few tunes from each of them. First off, we have Danny Green. Thank you. And that first song was called Lullaby for a Poet. And the one we just heard was a brand new tune composed by Danny. And the working title for that is Nocturne in C Minor. Welcome to the show, Danny.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on the show again.
And thank you for hosting the first jazz piano podcast here at Danny Green's Piano Studio.
Pleasure. It's a really cool thing to actually get to put this piano to use finally.
Well, I've been really excited about this podcast for a while, and it's great to have all three of you here. The cool thing is, as you guys are all working in San Diego and are gigging jazz, quote-unquote jazz piano players, but the three of you come from totally different backgrounds and have different styles. And I know you've studied a lot of classical and have also come from a Latin background. I mean, you've played a lot of Afro-Cuban music, and then recently your new group does a lot of Brazilian jazz. But I understand you're working on a new record with your band, your quartet. How's that going?
It's going great. We are actually today getting the last part recorded, which is vocals for one of my tracks. And the name of the record's going to be A Thousand Ways Home. And we're planning on releasing it in January.
Nice. And that's going to be another one out on Pacific Coast Jazz, which is a wonderful local label that has quite a few straight ahead guys from in town. So that's your quartet featuring Tripp Sprague on saxophone, Julian Cantelm on drums, Justin Grinnell on bass. And then you've got some special guests coming on too.
Yeah, we do. Eva Scow's a mandolinist from Fresno who played on four tracks on the CD. Peter Sprague was on a track. We also got Dusty Bruff. And then Chico Pinheiro recorded on one of them. And Claudia Villela is doing vocals on that track.
Oh, nice.
So I'm lucky to have a lot of great guests on this record and really excited about that.
And for those who aren't familiar with the local players, Dusty Bruff is a nylon string guitar player who came in for an episode a while ago. And then Chico Pinheiro is one of the great Brazilian guitarist right now, so it'll be exciting to hear that track. Well, next up we're going to hear a few tunes from Joshua White. Josh, maybe before we start, tell us a little bit about your new band, which incidentally also has Tripp Sprague on sax, and then Jens Kuros on drums, and JP Maramba on bass. I know you've done quite a few concerts, and you've been, I guess, well, it sounds kind of cliche, but you've been exploring the music of Monk, but you've been doing a little more than that, actually taking it apart and putting it back together again. But what can you tell us about this new band?
No, I just wanted to put some cats together that we can like explore some arrangements that I've been working on, you know. So I called the cats who I've been wanting to work with for a while and, you know, got some gigs together and we played through the music, you know, and just explore it.
Nice. And you recently did Jazz Live a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. How did that turn out?
It was good. We got a good turnout and, you know, we just played and, you know, had a good time and just took the music where it's supposed to go, you know.
Cool. And do you have any plans of, well, obviously Jazz Live was recorded, but do you have any plans to record this group anytime soon?
Not anytime soon, but I would like to get something happening, you know, eventually, you know. So when I get more material together.
Nice. Yeah, well, not only, I mean, exploring Monk, but I know you have a lot of original arrangements and you like to write. So speaking of original tunes and your arrangements, what are you going to play for us first today?
A tune that I will write right now.
Great. Mm-hmm. All right, this is Untitled by Joshua White.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
And that was another brand new tune by Joshua White that was called Soli Soul Soul. And I think that was a premiere edition of it. Thanks so much, Joshua. And next up, we have the more experienced elder statesman of the group, Mr. Mikan Zlakovich. Welcome to the show.
I don't know about that. Not sure. It's not being late. Not sure.
So, Mikan, you're originally from Europe. You're from Serbia, and you came to San Diego back in 92.
Yeah, New York.
So, to New York, and then moved out here.
Moved out here in 97.
Nice. And you've got to work as a sideman with all kinds of people in town, but, you know, Charles McPherson comes to mind, who's obviously the wonderful alto player, and you've worked with Gilbert Castellanos a lot, who plays trumpet, and then saxophonist Brian Levy.
Sure.
But what projects
don't
do you have?
Daniel Jackson.
Oh yeah, and Daniel yes. Jackson, great local sax player. Yeah. So what kind of projects and gigs do you have coming up recently that you're excited about?
The upcoming is the Merck at Temecula. Temecula, you can.
Oh, up at the Merck. Yeah, get a little closer to the mic.
It's Temecula this coming Thursday.
At the Merck Theater,
July 28th.
Great.
The trio: Brad Sanderson, Ben Bonacker. Focusing mostly on the trio work lately.
Nice.
That's the latest.
And then as far as solo piano goes, have you played a lot of solo piano gigs in the past?
You mean gigs or concerts? Or,
well, either. Yeah.
Well, the only places you can play solo gigs are the, you know, restaurants. They like jazz music, you know, like they want a wallpaper music, so I don't know. You know, that's not really performing, you know. But the gigs are, you know, we take the gigs, we don't take the gigs. It's the same, you know.
Yeah.
We take the gig. It's the gig is the gig, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And then about your background, when you first started piano, mm-hmm. when did you get into jazz? I mean, I assume you started training classically?
Right. No, classical music came later.
Okay.
I started with piano when I was 5. My father was a guitar player, an amateur, real amateur. But he knew what a good music is.
Yeah.
And he told me these guys are... Naturally, he said Wes Montgomery is the guy to listen to. And whoever was around Wes was, Wynton Kelly was around, and what's the other guy?
Jimmy Cobb,
not the other piano player.
Red Garland?
Victor Feldman.
Oh, okay.
Victor Feldman, flute player. What's his flute player? I forgot his name.
I'm not sure.
I wake up around 9 p.m., so, you know. A.M. Anyway, so Basser Peterson, all those guys, Errol Garner. I was in Errol Garner a lot. So, nice. You know, that's how I started. Later on, I had to go to school, elementary school and elementary school of music, 2 schools. And then high school and, again, 2 different schools. Academy, I went to academy and I left probably 6 months later.
And that was all classical?
All classical. Stuff. They were imposing too many rules. And you know, I don't know what to think about the whole clash. I didn't like it. So.
Well, you're going to play a couple originals for us. What's the first tune you're going
to
do?
Well, I'm going to probably do if I remember it. I recorded a while ago. It's called the Chick Stone, but they get to Chick Corea, and probably going to play the other tune which I wrote for quintet. This is for Horace.
All right.
I don't know how is that going to work. Yeah.
Thank you.
never know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. I'll let you know later.
Let me know after.
I'm ready.
Okay. Thank you. And that was another new original from Mekon. We're going to call that one Jazz in the AM. And once again, you've been listening to San Diego Jazz Piano Volume 1, and we've been coming to you direct from Danny Green's piano studio in La Mesa, California. Danny, thanks a lot for having us.
Thank you very much for coming.
And we're looking forward to Volume 2 soon. And I think that's going to be it for this week. Again, I'm your host, Ian Tordella, and that's all from Dirty Thursdays here at Dirty Boulevard Recording Company. Our photo editor is Darcy Fontenot. Our graphics consultant is Stephen Bender. Our spiritual advisor is His Holiness the Dalai Lama. Our SEO consultant is Doug Walker. Our boom operator was Gilbert Castellanos. Our number one fan is Margaret Ann Frick. Head of the Middle East desk was Lorraine Castellanos. Food on the set was provided by Bill Caballero. And our intern and production assistant is Mo the Cat. For all your studio needs, remember, nothing says value like El Cajon Boulevard.